Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cleansing has been a crime against humanity. And I stand here today in the well to denounce what was said, to denounce what the president said, to denounce the complicity of the prime minister of Israel, and to remind people that Dr. King was right. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And injustice in Gaza is a threat to justice in the United States of America. I rise to announce that the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
One of the things I want to investigate rapidly, because I've never seen anything to this extent, the train that's being built between Los Angeles and San Francisco is the worst managed project, I think.
Very busy yesterday with the press conference. And then, of course, the meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, and then dropping a couple of plans, which we're going to dive into. It kept us all working late last night because there was a lot of stuff happening. And he met with Netanyahu and then was talking about Gaza and redevelopment, which we absolutely have to have a conversation about this. Then also later earlier today, just a little bit ago, they had Pam Bondi swearing in for Attorney General, and it's been a very busy day, actually very busy 24 hours for POTUS. And one of the things that Vice President J.D. Vance had said is that it's going to be like this at this breakneck speed for now until the next 6 months, which is exactly what we have been saying needs to happen with all of this. Because you've seen Democrats already, they're trying to figure out how they can maneuver to get around not just these policies that POTUS is implementing, but himself. Because they're already trying that damn impeachment again. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm going to lose my ever-loving redacted if we have to go through another damn impeachment scam again because of these rat bastards. I am done with it. What they have put the American people through and the waste of taxpayer dollars, I'm done. Oh my gosh. And then, because there's just a ton we got to hit today. And then, all the USAID stuff that we've been talking about. What did I tell you guys yesterday? Remember what we were on here? Kane, I put it in Slack. You remember what it was?
Yeah.
About Politico.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they couldn't pay nobody. What did you tell me yesterday?
Yeah, I mean,
what'd you say yesterday about that?
Where are they getting their money?
Yeah, where are they getting their money? And then you said you were joking. What'd you say?
Yeah.
You said, oh, I bet they're getting some of that USAID money. And we were all like, oh, wow, that would be something. I will be damned. Wake up this morning, and what do you see? Receipts.
The truth is stranger than fiction.
Receipts. Millions and millions and millions of dollars have been given, your dollars, my dollars, to Politico, through USAID. And if you remember, Politico, ladies and gentlemen, was the biggest purveyor of the laptop is Russian disinformation. You remember that? Where was that first story denying it? Where did that run at? You guys remember? Oh, Politico. That's right. It ran at Politico. So I'm a little bit ticked off today. And I'm done. People should be not protesting. I said protesting. I really meant rioting outside of Politico's offices. Rioting. Because this is such a betrayal of the American taxpayer. Not only did this media entity take millions upon millions upon every year, guys, millions of your dollars, our dollars every year. They were publishing propaganda and attacking us using our dollars. I've had it. I have had it. And these people, these legacy media freaks, you know it's more than just Politico. You know for a fact that it's more than just Politico that has been taking money. So that's one of the things that I'm hoping the investigation extends to. Let's look at the Washington Post. Let's look at the New York Times. Because, folks, I'm telling you, it wasn't just one of them. I would bet the Family Farm on it being a huge, significant number of them. I mean, hell, we were paying for the BBC, for crying out loud. The BBC. That's already subsidized by the British government. Because that's why it's called the BBC. British Broadcasting Company. And I wouldn't doubt for a second. That there's a lot more out there than just Politico. So this is what we all get to start our day with, is this nonsense. This, all of this. And the left, I don't even think, I honestly, guys, I don't think I got enough time today to get through. I didn't even send you guys all the sound bites. I didn't even send you all the sound bites I had of all the left freaking out. I got so mad last night because it was like 7:30. I'm still working. I'm at my desk and I'm going through the audio that I know because you guys were putting audio in. That's how we go and we come for audio. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've got so much of these people freaking out. You know, I bet, you know, not only Kane and Steve had it, but then there's like 15 other cuts of different Republicans freaking out because you know that they had their little protest yesterday too. All these people totally freaking out about all of this, about Elon Musk. They wanted to launch an investigation into Elon Musk. I could sit here for the next 3 hours and I could play cut after cut for you of not like random people on TikTok or something. I mean, actual elected lawmakers losing their minds because, you know, the nerd squad is going through and, you know, breaking kneecaps. We're going to get into all of this. So welcome to the show. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this first hour. And it's just, I mean, every day is like drinking from a fire hose. And half of it is the left freaking out. Absolutely freaking out. So where do we start with? First, I want to start with the Politico story. Then we're going to get into the Gaza thing. Because the Gaza thing, I have to say, if you get Substack, you know, you kind of know what I think about it. But the issue with this whole issue with Politico. So if you are not paying, because you know you work, if you didn't see, Politico has been getting, oh man, how much? They've gotten, I think, over a period of several years and from more than just USAID, have been getting, I think, what, $40 million? I think it ended up being something like $40 million. And I'm looking at all of this. Oh, man. I mean, year after year, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Do you want an example of the kind of stories you were paying for at Politico? One example, because I think you're going to get too mad if I give you many. And you're at work, and I don't want you guys throwing your keyboards, or if you're truck driving, I don't want you to like drive off into a ditch because you're just so ticked off. I'm thinking of you. Here's one example. Enhance the Sky. I can give you the screenshot if you don't believe me. This is an actual story. We paid for this. The headline. We watched 20 Trump rallies. His racist anti-immigrant messaging is getting darker. Kane. I need a stress ball.
How much did that story cost us if we were to break it down? A couple hundred thousand.
Oh my gosh. So do you ever just sit here and go, is it worth an assault charge, really? That's the kind of headlines they've been writing. Oh my gosh. I mean, I could sit here and we could go off forever on this. I mean, every or how the laptop. They called the Musk people lunatics, blah blah blah. Trump's tariff game. I mean, they and racist, xenophobic. I'm like scrolling through, just looking for choice adjectives. I mean, this is the type of stuff that they. This is the stuff that they were promoting. This is what you paid for over at Politico. That's what we paid for. Our tax dollars. Our tax dollars. This whole thing, like I said, not even protests. There should be riots. Juan's showing you that. That's just one example of one headline. That's what you paid for. We watched 20 Trump rallies. He's showing you, if you're watching the simulcast on Channel 347 DirecTV or YouTube or Rumble where the chat is, you're seeing it. That's just one example. I have like a million where they called him a racist in Politico headlines. I'm not kidding you. Guys, it's like an average of three times a week. I think I'm underserving it, though. I think it's probably more than that. They called him a racist like three times a week. They went after voters, Trump voters. They called, you know, Trump voters. They called us racist and xenophobic. Oh, anti-immigrant was my favorite one. That's one that popped up a lot. That's what we paid for with Politico. This is one of the things that USAID was paying for. Why? We are overtaxed. I'm going to tell you something. Taxation is sanctioned theft. It is extortion. At least the mafia is honest about it when they extort you. The government tries to act like it's part of some like grand social contract, but they don't fulfill their end of said social contract. Instead, this is what they spend their money on. Condoms for a bunch of terrorists in Afghanistan. And then this kind of stuff. This is what they spend their money on. And rage is not enough for this. I cannot tell you how infuriated I am. We pay an ungodly amount in tax. All of us do. We're overtaxed. I pay so much in taxes, I could actually hire two full-time additional staff members and pay their health insurance, but I can't do it because that money I have to give to the federal government in taxes because I am apparently a welfare madam. I have to pay for everyone else who's too damn lazy to pay, like you do. Is that not something? I could create two jobs, full-time jobs, great pay. It benefits everything, but I can't because I can't afford it with taxes. I have to give six figures to the government. And this is what my money is spent on. By God, I don't have enough middle fingers on my hands. We went to war for less than this. And I'm not saying that just to say it. I would literally take up arms over this. I'm done. This is such a betrayal of the American people. This is what Russia does. This is what China does. And then they have the audacity to bitch and moan about a bunch of nerds. These rat bastards that hired 88,000 IRS agents to audit you are mad because there's like 10 nerds going through and doing an audit of these government barnacles. Bite me. We got a lot more on the way today, including we got to talk about Gaza here coming up. I know you're not mad enough. It's one of them days. If you can't get mad about this, what are you reserving your energy for? With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
Have you been keeping track of the Trump scorecard? In only a few weeks, border crossings have plummeted, DEI programs canceled, Mexico caved, Canada caved, Panama caved, and Doge is saving billions.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the U.S. has sent its first flights with illegal immigrant criminals to Guantanamo Bay after Trump's crackdown. Yeah, I absolutely think so. Absolutely. I mean, it's not just that you have people who are entering illegally, and then you have people who are also entering illegally and committing additional crimes. At every step of that way, it's a crime. Entering illegally, it's a crime. And if you don't agree, then I'm going to bust up in your house at 2 a.m. and you can't do a damn thing about it. Bully you back. How do you like it? I'm done. I'm so mad today. I'm so mad about all this. I don't know if you can tell. So this is good that they're sending them out. They're accusing Don Jr. of illegally hunting rare ducks in Italy after a footage of him coming out of a foxhole in camo emerged because people are morons. Rare ducks? Do they even know what they're talking about? Italian progressives are some of the stupidest people. They were in the petri cell, the petri dish of life. The progressives in Italy are all the remnants after all the good stuff's been scraped up. That's what the progressives in Italy are. And so some of their idiotic MPs have demanded an inquiry because they think, even though you can't see anything, they're like, oh, well, it looks like he's shooting at rare birds in a protected area. He's on a hunting trip close to Venice. You know how many people go and they bird hunt in that area, like every constantly, because they have an overabundance of what, and it's a great way to cull wildlife as well and keep everything operating at, happy and healthy, percentages. And no, they're not. Someone says that they think it might be one of the unidentified ducks might be a rare bird. I don't even believe that the people making this claim know enough about wildlife to even say that. That's so stupid. Airport workers are being accused in DCA. Of sharing that plane crash video. They were arrested. People were sharing it. I mean, how ghoulish is that? People died. They died, and these other people are like, did you see what I recorded? Did you see? So they've arrested two employees after this leaked video showed it because they were posting it online. Interesting. A perfect catastrophic collisions. This is a perfect storm between planes and thousands of rockets dumped in space. Experts are warning of this growing risk. This comes from a British paper. They're saying that, you know, just be warned that there's tons of rockets that are left in space. And they've been saying this for a while, that there would be like some kind of catastrophic collision between aircraft and any kind of, you know, basically space junk that's left in orbit. It hasn't happened, though. But I think there is reason to be genuinely concerned about, you know, the size and, you know, some of the stuff that I've left behind. That's the Musk buyout. Remember, we talked about this. The administration offered a buyout for people who don't want to get their lazy butts back to work. Well, 20,000 so far have taken it. We got a lot more on the way, including Gaza. Stick with us. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen. No artificial sweeteners, just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path Collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out. Head to getnativepath.com/Dana.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site, and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area. Do a real job, do something different. Just can't go back. If you go back, it's going to end up the same way it has for 100 years.
So this was the other big thing yesterday that came in. We're going to get back to the USAID stuff. I got to take a break or my head's going to spin off into the atmosphere. Dana Lash here with you. Good to be with you. And this was from yesterday evening when POTUS was talking about, he was asked, well, what is going to happen with Gaza during this press conference that he was having with Benjamin Netanyahu? And that was his answer. Now, one thing that I can't stand, and I'm so sorry if you're one of these people, but it's just a pet peeve of mine. I don't like it when a politician says something, any politician, and then someone tries to explain it in different words and maybe even altering the intent from the original statement, from the original speaker. Stop it. We're not toddlers and we're not infants. We don't need, some of us have been doing this for a while. We don't need none explained to us. Politicians, when they say things, that's what we have to analyze until there's like written policy or law, etc. I want to get that out of the way because I can't stand this stuff. I was kind of going around and around a little bit with a friend yesterday, and they were saying, well, you know, this is part of what I'm like, you don't know this. Stop acting like you've climbed in his ass and you completely understand everything that he's doing. Quit. Now, I mentioned this on Waters last night. I think Trump is a robot because I've never seen anyone who has done as much as he has done in a week. Ever. Ever. There is no politician who has ever lived on this earth, no president who has done as much as what he has done. Love him or hate him, I don't care. That's unarguable. I like a lot of what he said yesterday. I don't like the Gaza thing. And it's not for lack of understanding all of the different possibilities. Just think we have no, I just think that there's no interest served. I wrote about this over at Substack. This was the piece that I have at Substack actually came out before that press conference that he had. And I talked about how the U.S. doesn't owe Gaza anything. And this was kind of in response to some people. And I knew this question was going to get asked at this press avail with Netanyahu because the press had, you heard it yesterday. We kind of addressed it yesterday. They were acting as though somehow the United States has some kind of duty to Gaza and we owe them something. You guys got that. So many people on the left were basically stating that yesterday. And that's the context of the question that was asked of him at this press conference with Netanyahu, right? And I mean, obviously, I completely disagree with that entire premise. But he had said, the Gaza thing hasn't worked. He's like, we're going to make it a nice place. That's how we're going to do it. He said this, audio soundbite too. Listen.
Palestinians from Gaza.
Yeah, I would like to see Jordan. I'd like to see Egypt take some look. The Gaza thing has not worked. It's never worked. And I feel very differently about Gaza than a lot of people. I think they should get a good, fresh, beautiful piece of land, and we get some people to put up the money to build it and make it nice and make it habitable and enjoyable and
somewhere else.
Make it a home.
This is where I disagree with him. I do. And you know what? It's okay to not agree with a politician 1,000% on everything. I think it's too much like the progressive left when everyone's hive mind. So let's get that out of the way. It's not a betrayal of anything. And I literally believe that people who argue that should be kicked in the neck. That said, let me just touch on the history of Gaza. First off, I don't say Palestinian because just like I don't pretend that men who cut off their schlongs and create a Frankengina are women. And I don't say things like, quote unquote, assault weapon. I don't use that kind of stupid language. I also don't say the word Palestine or Palestinian because that's a made up fairy tale. It is a creation of the modern era. We've talked about this before. If you want to go back into antiquity, and by the way, that as its own entity and as its own demographic of people is unsupported by literally thousands of years of antiquity. It is entirely unsupported in all of Islamic history. It is entirely unsupported in all of Western history. It is entirely unsupported in every aspect of human history that has ever been recorded since the inception of man's ability to write. It is a fabrication. There is no such thing as Palestine. There's no such thing as Palestinian. It was land that was given to them like welfare recipients by Israel back in 2005. And this is after decades of them being terrorists. That's inarguable. So this strip of land has never been like Palestine or Palestinian. It has always been Jewish land. And I don't care if you hate the Jews or not. Don't be an anti-Semite and an uneducated product of incest. Okay? Pick one, but don't do a disservice and screw yourself with both. That being said, it was a name that was given spitefully by Hadrian to Syria Philistina, which actually they were coming from Crete. They were a seafaring people. And they were spitefully named after the Second Judean Uprising as a way to stick a finger in the eye of the Jewish people to name this land after their enemies that had already left the area 200 years earlier. So it's not our fault that some of these people out there talking about this issue are illiterate. They're progressive, so that's why they're dumb. Now, that being said, fast forward to when Israel unilaterally gave that strip of land to Gaza. And made it Gaza. When I say they gave everything, I mean it was a fully furnished nation state. They left everything. Full greenhouses. Fruit still on the vine. Full greenhouses. Full infrastructure. Hell, some of the properties were fully furnished. They just left it. Gave it to them. Like welfare recipients. Jordan didn't do it. Egypt didn't do it. Syria did not do it. The Saudis didn't do it. United Arab Emirates didn't do it. Qatar didn't do it. Israel did it, gave them a piece of land, and said, here you go. And immediately, Gazans held elections, and they were choosing between two different sides of the same turd. So they were choosing between Hamas and Fatah. Fatah is the less turdy of the two terrorist entities that are over there. Fatah has all its power, and that's God's honest truth. Fatah has all the power in West Bank, although that's basically optic only because Hamas is so popular in West Bank, they were going to win in the next elections and they had to suspend it. Hamas was overwhelmingly elected, and it wasn't just the Hamas information ministry that was talking about Hamas's popularity. There were numerous independent European news agencies that went in, and some from the United States, some Western entities as well, and they were measuring public perception of Hamas, and they have always been incredibly well regarded. They're super popular. They're still super popular today, even after October 7th. If you held an election in Gaza right now, they'd win overwhelmingly. Everybody loves Hamas. It is a generational problem of terrorism. You've had generations of people in Gaza raised with this mindset now. Egypt didn't want them so bad, they literally built a wall. Go back into the 70s and look what happened when you had refugees from Gaza spilling into Lebanon. Go and see how well that worked for those people then. Go and see how well it worked for Jordan before. Or Egypt. Now you're going to get a sense of why all these other brave, brave Arab League nations talk a great game about supporting Gaza, but by God, they keep everybody at arm's length. Not in our country. I mean, hell, Egypt filled tunnels. So there's a reason why. Because of the terrorist predilections of its people. And yes, it's people. We all saw the videos of October 7th. You don't get tens of thousands of people in the street to the point where you can't even tell where the buildings begin and the people end, cheering as hostages are paraded like trophy kills through the city centers. So they were given this strip of land. And this entire time, they have decided to turn it into a hellscape. Israel did not make them do that. The United States did not make them do that. Hamas chose to do it with the support of the people that kept them in power. The people could have voted for Fatah, and they didn't. And you know why they didn't vote for Fatah? Because Fatah entertained the idea of Israel existing as its own entity, whereas Hamas doesn't. And that was the deal breaker. I mean, my gosh, we can't have Israel exist as its own entity. Better turn our strip of land that we were given like welfare queens into a hellscape. So that's the story of that area. Cliff Note version. There is nothing anyone is going to be able to do to fix that area. It is not a political issue and it's not an issue of development. Some of these people look at it like it's a holy war. When you've got that kind of mindset, you're not going to be able to solve that with development and politics. And resettling people, I don't know why the United States, or even Israel for that matter, why it is demanded of all of us that we have to care more for Gazans than the damn elected government of Gaza. Try that one on for size. It makes zero sense. We don't owe them anything. So the Brave Arab League, there's a reason, like I said, that the Jordanians aren't welcoming their kinsmen, yes, kinsmen, into their country. Or the Qataris, who sheltered these fat, slovenly Hamas leaders who don't even live in Gaza. They live in penthouses in Qatar. And they've spent billions of dollars propping up Hamas to keep them in power. I mean, we don't know. We've already done. You could, if you wanted to demand that the United States do something, we already did our bit. Because we paid to support Fatah. And here's what a lot of people who are absolutely almost to the point that they're special. They don't understand geopolitics or this region. One of the points that people try to bring up as it pertains to Israel is that, oh, well, Israel was funding. They were propping up, Fatah and all this. Well, they were trying to keep Fatah and Hamas divided. I mean, whether or not I agree with that is irrelevant. I understand the tactic. The United States paid millions to prop up Fatah. And we spent millions in weapons training for the very terrorists, some of the very terrorists that carried out the October 7th attacks because they were a part of a security force that was supposed to be under the thumb of Fatah, but there's a lot of Hamas in it. So this destruction of this area is because of generational terrorist worship. And the price of worshiping terrorists and giving them full control of your day-to-day operations is exactly what you see now in Gaza. And we think, We keep wanting to revert to the same mistakes of giving them everything that they want because we foolishly believe that showering them with cash is going to create this, you know, that's going to do anything other than create an indulgence of degeneracy that plagues this area. So you have, you know, these other Arab nations. They are not at all interested in taking these refugees. To the point where Jordan is blaming Israel and rattling war drums if refugees are sent to them. I mean, all of these people, for all the talk about Israel, they treat Israel like the welfare pimp. So Egypt doesn't want these Hamas militants and their supporters driving conflict within their borders. Hell, make Iran take them because Iran's funded Hamas and Hezbollah. Iran's responsible for a lot, if not all, of this division that's happening right there. We don't owe them anything. So that's the history in the area. Now, some people have said, and we're going to explore this more, because the other part of this is some people are saying, well, this is an Overton window. Someone was trying to tell me This is the art of the deal. No, please learn proper things. It's called the Overton window. And it starts with there. You talk about something big and insane, and then you pull it back to your original request. That's literally what the Overton window is. So some are saying that that's the strategy that he is employing. Maybe so, but you do have to be incredibly careful when you're talking about this stuff. Now, if that is his way of doing this and he is able to successfully attain the objective of making the Arab League handle all of this stuff without a dime from us, that's fine. But I'll be damned. I have military age sons. I have grown up. Our country has been in wars my whole life. I have had members of my family go off to Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else all across the world, whether we were nation building under Bush or we were nation building under Clinton or we were nation building under Barack Obama. I'm tired of the damn nation building. And that's exactly what this is. If that is on its face, the intention. Now, if his goal is to try to bully Jordan and Egypt and some of these other Arab nations into picking up the slack, time will tell on that. But that wasn't telegraphed yesterday. And you can't blame people for being questioned, for questioning this stuff. Like I said, we have been abused for so long by our government. And you guys know this. We're going to talk more about this. The conversation's not done as we move. Burn a gun is a good way to diversify your self-defense options. Now, what does that mean? Well, I have friends who live in areas where they are very heavily gun-free zones, right? And as a result, my friends are kind of left to the mercy of criminals and chance, which nobody wants to be at the mercy of that. It never ends well for you. So the burn a gun gets around that. And I would love to not be a big kid and have to go to places for work sometimes where it's, you know, gun-free due to municipal regulations or private property. And so that said, you know, I feel my friend's pain. They went and got the Byrna SD. All of them independently got the Byrna SD. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. It has more rounds than, a stun gun would, that only has like maybe one or two. And it's legal in all 50 states, no background checks, no permits. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs, and they can send it right to your door. So it's easy to access, very easy to access. And the SD model, that's their best-selling defense option. There's a reason why they have other options. But the SD seems like, I think, is the most practical option. And if, you know, you don't want to be left at the mercy of criminals because you've been disarmed, definitely check out the Byrna SD. Like I said, it's great to have options. I mean, you carry knives, right? I hope you do. You carry blades in that, right? I mean, you diversify. I mean, heck, what is the, you use your pistol to get to your rifle. It's always great to have self-defense options and diversify them. And this is where the Byrna SD comes in. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. That's BYRNA.com/Dana and get 10% off your purchase.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Go ahead.
As I expectation from you, do you have any plan to change Afghanistan situation? Are you able to recognize Taliban? Because I'm an Afghan journalist, Afghan suffered woman. Any comment about Afghanistan? What's your future plan for Afghan people, especially Afghanistan?
I have a little hard time understanding you. Where are you from?
Afghanistan.
Oh. Actually, it's a beautiful voice and a beautiful accent. The only problem is I can't understand a word you're saying. But I just say this, good luck, live in peace. Go ahead, please.
My favorite is Netanyahu's face as this is happening, because he's just sitting there like I got a front row seat. I like that. I mean, he's, and to be clear, I didn't know what the hell she said either. And he was very nice about it. And that's when Trump is at his best, is when he does this kind of stuff. But it was funny. Like, nobody got their feelings hurt. Everybody was complimented. But also no one knew what the hell she was saying. It was very lovely. We got more on the way. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere, because we'll know. All Family Pharmacy puts your health in your hands with customizable orders and emergency kits tailored to your needs. No doctor required. Get the prescriptions that you need for convenient, hassle-free healthcare on your terms. So when I was sick and in urgent need over Thanksgiving, All Family Pharmacy stepped in like a lifeline, and they overnighted exactly what I needed to get back on my feet. And their fast, reliable service turned a super stressful situation, because I was hosting for Thanksgiving, they turned it totally around. They specialize in medications like ivermectin and mebendazole. I don't even know what that is, but they have it. And it's designed to meet a wide range of health needs. And they also provide a range of treatments, including hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and over 200 essential medications. Be prepared with bulk orders of essential medications for any emergency. So don't wait until you're sick. It's fast. It's affordable. No insurance is required. Skip the lines. Order online with All Family Pharmacy. It's fast, reliable medication made in the USA, not China, with overnight options when you're in a pinch. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Only way to get 10% off using promo code Dana10. So don't wait for Big Pharma's next excuse. Protect yourself and your family today. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Code Dana10. Get you 10% off.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You have to learn from history. History is, you know, just can't let it keep repeating itself. We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy. But the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad.
Where do those people go in the meantime, Mr. President?
But more importantly than that is the people that have been absolutely destroyed that live there now can live in peace in a much better situation, because they're living in hell.
Well, it's a hell they wanted. Welcome back to the program. Top of the second hour. Dana Loesch with you. You can follow along maybe if Rumble works. Go there where the chat is. You can stream on channel 347 directly. I'm mad because of the Politico, Reuters, AP stuff. I am livid today because of that USAID stuff, which we're going to come back to. We've been talking about the situation with Gaza and what the president said. Our friend Jason Buttrell, I always think he has really keen insight. But again, you got to remember, we are also very weary from years of Bush and Clinton and Obama's exploits. I mean, you guys remember Bush with Iraq. You remember Clinton's State Department. I mean, there's two damn Clintons that tried this. Remember, Hillary Clinton tried this in Egypt when she endorsed the Muslim Brotherhood. This was when they had the Arab Spring, and the Muslim Brotherhood had been banned in Egypt for a number of years prior to her doing this. And she literally endorsed the Muslim Brotherhood for their elections. They came back briefly, all hell broke loose. And then she had was basically run out of Egypt, her head hanging. And now the Muslim Brotherhood is banned again. They didn't want anything to do with that. When you look at what she did in Libya, Libya was a nation-building exercise for the Clintons. They had Sid Blumenthal and others that were there. They thought, according to all of the emails, you remember the emails that were released? Was that WikiLeaks that did that? Because wasn't that the email tranche that came out and it showed them talking smack about Chelsea Clinton? Yeah. If memory serves, that's what it was. And in with all of the emails where they were talking smack about Chelsea Clinton and all of this, that's when you were learning that they were looking at this. They were looking at Libya going in, removing Gaddafi, and installing their own rulers and basically developing it. That's what they wanted to do in Libya. That all came out in all of those emails. And I think it was WikiLeaks that did it. And that's one of the reasons why the Clintons were like, we're going after them. So it is, and then the Obamas, my gosh, you know, the Obamas were backing dictators and, you know, in Honduras and everywhere else. They were trying to get in and throw their weight around in all of these other elections. So we are so weary of this. And it may very well be an Overton window, but it would be irresponsible of us, I think, as taxpayers. And because you can like a politician and you can still say, nope, this is actually incorrect. I don't agree with a single politician on 100% of everything, not even Ron DeSantis. I do not even agree with him 100% on everything. I don't even agree with my husband 100% on everything. Because then, we'd both be wrong. So it's just the way of it. So I'm hoping, and as one of my friends was saying, that, maybe this is just a way to force these Arab nations to, it's one of two things, force the Arab nations to take responsibility of their kinsmen here. And number two, really underscore who actually owns the land. And that's the other thing. I mean, I don't see any other option than repatriate this land back to Israel. There's no other option. If the people want to partner with Israel and develop it and have and maybe put a base there for the United States so we don't have to worry about having anything with Qatar and we can keep Turkey in check, I'd be open to that. That actually serves our interest and it doesn't make us responsible for the cleanup of a mess that we did not do. And it doesn't make us responsible for putting boots on the ground, because I'll be damned if we send troops in to do something like this. Now, if we approach it that way, all right, then I could talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, partner with them. Maybe we could have have us a base there. I listen to that. Okay. Because it puts us right there, right in the important area. We don't have to worry about Qatar, because Qatar's been providing. I mean, we've had to depend on them to have some presence in that area. I know, Qatar. It would be a better alternative. Okay, then I could be open to that. That's not what the president went out and said. I understand he doesn't want to show his cards, but at the same time, again, I go back to, we are all very weary after Bush, Clinton, and Obama. So when we hear stuff like this, we immediately, you can't blame people. We've been abused. Americans have been so abused by the left and the fake right for so long. So it's understandable no jury would convict us. Now, one of the things about where they go, and that was a question that Caitlin Collins asked, not there. Yeah, that's your answer, not there. I got the sense when I was watching that there was for a brief second, and I always, whenever he answers these questions, I like to watch people very closely, because everybody's got to tell, although I think he has a pretty good poker face, but every now and then you can just see a gleam of something. And Netanyahu was watching him when he was answering this question. And I got the sense that that's what he wanted to say. He didn't say it, but I got the sense that that's what he wanted to say. But yeah, send him to Jordan, or have Iran take them. The problem is, and this is the truth of the situation, in Gaza, you have a people that have been generationally reared to revere terrorism. It is taught in the schools. They have, their whole Palestinian, which is a fake word, we talked about that last hour, authority has a whole program that pays the benefits. It gives it awards a lump sum, and then it pays the benefits of families whose loved ones martyr themselves for Hamas. That is like a multi-million dollar program. Some USAID money got in there. It is a huge program. It is an official program of that ruling entity, not just Hamas, but the party that rules Hamas and Fatah, which is still all the same people. So you have people who are generationally reared to support terrorism, and you have a $500 million fund that pays the martyrs' families. When you go and look back at what has all happened in the past 60, 70 years, whenever Gazans have fled into Jordan had a civil war that was caused by Gazans. Lebanon had conflict that was caused by Gazans. Egypt sees this and they're like, hell no, which is why they built a wall that is policed. This is why you have none of these other Arab nations that want them. There's a reason why, because where they go, that's where war is. That's how, when you have that drummed in your head, generation after generation after generation after generation, that's all you know. It is a poisonous, poisonous belief system, and it is encouraged and it is rewarded. Now, it's a friend of mine, when I was talking to them about this, because they had served, actually they were in Iraq, they were in Afghanistan, and they were involved in some of the training, and then they were saying, well, it's a grievance culture, which I thought was perfectly encapsulated it. The Gazan culture is a grievance culture. Think about it. You hurt and rescue yourself. You elect a terrorist government that hates you, but you love them. And they pay you to go and kill yourself and murder innocent people. And they destroy the area in which you live for resources to keep killing. And the entire time they blame it on everyone else but themselves. And then Gazans absolve themselves of responsibility, even though they are on record by every other international agency as loving Hamas and supporting them overwhelmingly. So it is a grievance culture. And they want revenge. They want revenge because they just hate Jews. That's it. So they can't stay there. I don't know what that looks like for, you know, the planning going forward. But they don't want to exist as a two-nation. They don't want the two-nation option. They don't want that. They don't want to coexist. They don't believe that. That's the difference between Hamas and Fatah. And that's why Hamas is so popular. So I don't know. I mean, it also, one of the things, too, that this could do, if this is an Overton window approach, is, again, underscore who actually does own that land. That's why you can't really... For me, it was weird to hear, well, we're going to go in and just take over. It's not their land, though. I think that for me, when I first heard that, to me, it presupposed that these people owned this strip of land in the first place, which they don't. It was given to them. It's Israel's land. Historically, thousands of years of antiquity, it's Israel's land. That's the end of it. So we would be taking over from them. Again, fine with a partnership to develop it and put a base there. I want some kind of military benefit to us. Then I could be persuaded. But otherwise, we don't owe a damn thing to Gazans. We do not owe a damn thing to Fatah, the PLO, Hamas. We don't owe a damn thing to any of these people. But it is going to be interesting, because how do you think Arab nations are responding to this? I was thinking about this morning. Maybe you're having an approach where you're forcing these other Arab nations to act and clean up the area while also underscoring that it's Israel's land. That immediately reshapes that part of the world instantaneously. So that could be an approach. It's there's been so much that's happened. I do think that they could be prevailed upon to do that, because you have to also consider a number of these nations are signatories under the Abraham Accords. And the Saudis have said that they can't do it unless there's a two-state solution. That's, you know, I think that Saudi Arabia has made some good strides in terms of not just becoming, I don't want to say like westernizing, because I think that Western concepts are something that you cannot apply that to every nation. I think that that's a myopic, shallow view that a lot of people that don't have familiarity with geopolitics believe, the left, that you can just, you know, transpose democracy on every other nation, which you can't. I mean, there's just, it's incompatible with some cultures. That said, I feel like the Saudis have, with the new monarch, I feel like they've incorporated a lot more reason. I mean, they had a swimsuit, not like a slutty swimsuit fashion show, but like to show like actual bathing suits. And they had fashion shows, which they used to not really have before. Women are driving over there. They're going and getting higher education if they want it in greater numbers. They can kind of establish their own timelines and work as a true partner with their spouses. I mean, it's changing. That said, I also think that it's silly to demand a two-state solution, because one of the other participants will never and has never accepted that. That has been their defining characteristic. It's literally in their mission statement. Hamas's mission statement is to literally oppose a two-state solution. So how can you demand that? I mean, you're at an impasse. So you see, there's the rub. We'll see. Now, coming up, we've got more on this U.S. AID, Insanity, Reuters, Associated Press, Politico. I'm just waiting for WAPO. New York Times, you know a ton of these media entities took our taxpayer dollars and they called us racists and xenophobes. And then they went after who we chose for in our free and fair election. Unbelievable. And we're going to have more details coming up. Tax Network USA is here to help you if you're dealing with the government theft agency. Oops, I mean the IRS. And Tax Network USA has a host of just a ton of experts that are used to dealing with aggressive IRS agents. You want to get ahead of anything if you have back taxes or unfiled returns. And so you want to hand it over to the team at Tax Network USA. Not all tax resolution companies are the same. I mean, it's definitely in Tax Network USA, they're team has resolved over $1 billion in tax debt. They have delivered real results for clients across the country. It doesn't matter if you owe $10,000 or $10 million, if it's personal or business, they have tailored strategies specifically designed to settle your tax issues in your favor. These are risk-free solutions because they get it that, you know, this can be risky and stressful going it alone. So protect your financial security with these professionals and their guidance. Tax Network USA's experts know how to navigate this system and can reduce or eliminate outright your debt. They'll get you the best solution for your situation. Schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 1-800-958-1000 or visit TNUSA.com/Dana. That's 1-800-958-1000, TNUSA.com/Dana.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
We may not make it through today without throwing something. I'm telling you guys, I'm trying real hard. Soaring egg prices. Now everyone's getting into backyard chickens. I have to say, I selfishly want chickens, not because I care about the eggs, but because my favorite. No. I love watching videos of them running around in pants. I'm not even lying. I watch them running around. Have you ever seen a chicken with pants on running around? It's the funniest thing. I will laugh until I cry every time. I could crochet them some, you know, little pants. They could run around my yard. That's the only reason I'm interested. I have a whole story about, I'll save it. I have a whole other story. 100,000 eggs stolen from a central Pennsylvania supplier. Kane, I'm not saying that we should get involved in black market egg deals, but I'm saying we should get involved in black market egg deals.
Kind of with you.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. Like, I'll stand at the side of the, I'll get in an alley somewhere. Like, hey, psst, how many eggs you want? How many? You want a full dozen? What do you want? Let's see, a massage parlor set a client on fire in a bizarre video. The Times of India, like on purpose. They apparently, I guess that's a thing where you can be set, your back is set on fire. And yeah, one of them sets a massage client on fire with a lighter. They cover them with a thick towel and then that's it. They extinguish the flames. No thanks. I really don't think that does anything. Let's see, this American Airlines announced no working bathrooms before boarding. Flight attendants claimed that bottled water could fix it. Boy, air travel sounds lovely. This actually happened on a flight. It was from Tampa to Philly. They went without working water. And they said that everybody use the bathrooms before you get onto your 2-hour, 41-minute trip. Goodness, stick with us. More in store. Our partners are bringing you the program. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec. If you have not checked out the new 5.7 that they came out with, you got to. It's the latest and greatest from Kel-Tec, and they've changed concealed carry in 95. Now they got the PR-57 rotary barrel pistol. It's chambered in 5.7. It's just redefining the game. It's the lightest, literally the lightest 5.7 I've ever held in my ever loving life. It's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. It has a top loading design, so it replaces traditional magazines with literal stripper clips that gives it a slimmer carry profile. And you also got a 20+1 capacity. It's kind of insane and awesome all at the same time. It's built to perform when it matters, and it's engineered for simplicity and reliability. Quickest and easiest field strip that you can get. And MSRP is legit $399. It's only $399. That's insane. I mean, yeah, you can get it. Go get it. It's the PR57, the new one from Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. That's where you can go to learn more. K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
And to remind people that Dr. King was right, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Oh, shut up.
And injustice in Gaza is a threat to justice in the United States of America. I rise to announce that the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
Al Green is an absolute walking mental abortion. He is a clown. He is a wart on the A double snakes of America. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We're at the bottom of the second hour. So now already they're just mad. So they're calling impeachment is not supposed to be a tool for I don't like you, so I'm going to like totally impeach you. It's not supposed to be that way. There's no crime. They impeached him the last time without any crime. There's no crime. They literally didn't bring a charge. Dear God, you don't even understand what you people are doing. One day you're going to get somebody like me in office. And I will ruthlessly abuse every bit of my authority to make the lives of my enemies a living hell. And not just my enemies, but all of their families and all of their families' friends and their friends' friends and their damn dogs even. Everybody. Like, you are, these people do not understand the fire with which they mess. You will open that Pandora's box one day and there will be someone like me, Gladriel with the one ring, who will just Dracarys burn everything down. I know we combined two different like lores there, but it works. So again, welcome back. They want to impeach him already. Kane, has it been 2 weeks?
Just over.
Barely.
Just over.
I throw something. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Democrats could do the job for the people instead of constantly trying to litigate and settle scores. We're not doing this again. We are not doing that. I will actually riot. I don't even know. I've never rioted in my life. Don't know what that looks like. I will go and kick and break things. I don't even care. I'm done with it. Ah, done. I feel like, sidebar, we should be able to do that because they robbed us of our taxpayer dollars and they paid everyone from Associated Press, Politico. Remember how we were joking a second ago about New York Times? In the New York Times, they were paying the New York Times. We were paying through USAID, the New York Times, to write hit pieces on us. To write hit pieces on us. You okay over there, Kane? Do you have a mild stroke? What do you want to throw?
I hope it's a Fetterman-style stroke.
You know what? Hold up. I need to order stress balls because this is like week two. I'm doing this live on air. This is week two. Everybody gets a stress ball. I don't know how, with the left freaking out about the stress balls for adults, with the left freaking out about, oh man, this one, triple density. Do I want a triple density stress ball or a stress? Why are there so many options? Stop.
A lot of stress out there.
Ah! I want the thing where its face comes out. I like a little bit of a payoff. There's a comma llama. We're getting that.
What?
Yeah, it's a llama that you squeeze and its button head go like that. Totally. There's a stress hog also purchasing.
You said Kama Llama?
Calm Llama.
Oh, Calm Llama.
Yeah. I know. It's a little. There's a hell no button. I like that. I'm done. I just literally did it. I literally did that. Huh. So already, like I said, they're pushing impeachment because they're angry that he's doing too much stuff. I got to tell you again, there's so many things happening right now. You have Pam Bondi, who just got sworn in. Now, Pam Bondi, I've had my issues with her. If she stays away from 2A, doesn't dilute due process, I'll be happy. I'll be happy with it. Because she seems like she likes kicking the backsides of the restorative justice, lawlessness, and disorder people. So I'm okay with that. But, you know, these people like Al Green and all, like, where's this audio at? I wanted to play this for you too. They're so livid. They're demanding now already. They're trying to do this scam of impeachment. And they're also mad. Audio Sunbite 16. They're livid over Elon Musk. They want to jail him just like because. Listen.
He has broken the law time and time again. This cannot stand. He must be held accountable. He must be made to pay. We must enforce the law.
Stop. Can we stop it for a minute? Just keep him up on screen. Can I just break in here and interrupt myself? And I know I'm a lot for you guys today because I'm wound up. First off, I'm going to get to how dumb he is for saying that we should jail a private citizen for doing what the president asked. Number one. Number two, it's not spring. It is February 5th, and he is wearing a mint green tie, a pastel shirt with a pastel little decor pin. And he's wearing, and the suit's light gray. That's a spring suit that you barely fit in, you chubby moron. What the hell are you doing wearing it on February 5th? What are you doing?
It's Easter best.
It's not Easter yet. Lunchbox? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Start from the... I'm sorry, Juan. I'm really sorry, guys.
We must enforce the law.
These guys are, for what?
Because
we don't like him. Lock you up. Put you in jail. Come on, Slick. Let's go. What? They're that mad. Everything. The veil has been torn. It's all being exposed. And they are losing their minds because they're losing their power. They're losing all of the little the avenues that they had to influence people. Check this out. With this, because I got more. So you had Biden's IG. He's Inspector General for USAID. He said that USAID was a threat to national security. Before Trump began firing everybody and locking everything down at USAID, before Elon Musk put together his blessed nerd army. I want to buy those guys a kegger, by the way, so bad. They had a memo. This IG, you didn't hear about this, did you? I didn't hear about this either. I came across this last night. They had a memo. This inspector general sent out a memo warning people that USAID was a threat to national security. It was undermining the security of the United States by the way it doled out foreign aid, and the vulnerabilities from that made it. It was working directly against the interests of the United States. It was the Inspector General for USAID. It came out late January, and it detailed a lot of these longstanding concerns that a lot of people had about how safeguards against the misuse of these funds and the proper authorities to hold violators accountable, how it was all missing from their toolbox. Interesting. Huh. They did the inspector general for the reconstruction of Afghanistan has been combing through it because that's where you guys were finding out about the prophylactics and all that stuff. They were also showcasing how that was. They were just laundering money through it. USAID, according to this IG report, they had a responsibility to maintain oversight and they refused to do it. which then, remember what we told you yesterday, that dovetails into what Joni Ernst was saying about how she and other lawmakers had repeatedly for like ever been demanding to see the books for USAID, and they outright refused. Which, sidebar for a moment, how are you a government entity that is supposed to be working for the people and you are demanded, it is demanded of you to turn over the books so everybody can see what you're spending our money on, and you refuse. You refuse the request when it comes from senior lawmakers. How is that allowable? What would happen to you all in your jobs if your bosses said, hey, can I see those TP reports? Like with Office Space. TPS reports. Can I get them TPS reports? And you were like, one finger salute, no? What would happen? What would happen to you?
Five.
They'd escort you out. But hey, USAID, have you seen the photos that were floating around of actual terrorists that were holding up guns in USAID tents? How, think about this, the Pentagon was airdropping weaponry to Al-Qaeda, ISIS in Syria. And then they were saying, oh, it was an error. But that actually went through USAID. This has been ongoing. We've literally been supporting terror through USAID. That's insane. This, Jerry Dunleavy noted that back in November, the Justice Department indicted a Syrian national that had taken more than $9 million U.S. dollars, taxpayer dollars, that were supposed to be for a USAID humanitarian aid. And it was supposedly going towards Syrian civilians, but they diverted it illegally, Dunleavy notes, to armed combatant groups, including al-Nusra, the al-Nusra Front, and al-Qaeda. So Juan is showing you on the simulcast, that's one of, actually, there's several photos out there of them in tents and in front of boxes that say USAID on them. These are terrorists. This is crazy. And the left is having a meltdown. I want to make this point again, because Elon Musk and Doge are going through and gutting all of this with how many was it? Like 10 nerds going through, gutting everything. The left is apoplectic. The same people who had no problem hiring 88,000 IRS agents to go after us, to go after you. They had no issue. Unbelievable. The spokesperson for the Trump administration was saying that Doge is working on canceling all of those payments. Good. So far, I like the press secretary. Sidebar, I know, there's a lot. I haven't addressed it on the show yet. But there's like this TikTok whatever ditz who has an account where she only goes after Republican women's appearances. And she was savaging Caroline Leavitt.
What?
Oh my gosh, she was making fun of her marriage, making fun of her appearance. Guys, I really, really try hard to be a person of faith. But sometimes I am tempted to the point where I cannot resist. Because she's like, well, I'm a mean girl. This chick, I don't want to give her name attention. I was reading some of the stuff she was saying about Caroline Leavitt, and it was just beyond the pale. Like, I don't get nasty with people until you get nasty with me. I play really well with others. And then even then, it takes a lot. But when I do go, it's, you know, bare knuckle. And this chick was like, oh, I'm a mean girl. And then she was bragging about herself, saying the meanest things. She was she's talking about all these Republican ladies. She was going after J.D. Vance's wife. Like, who? Why her? She's lovely. Why would you do that? Going after Melania Trump's fashion sense, which I will cut you, because I like tailored fashion and I also like her style. I'll cut you. But the stuff she was saying about Caroline Leavitt, because Caroline Leavitt's a young woman. She's in her late 20s. You know, it's like a hard, she's a new mom. You're already dealing with a lot. And then you're the White House spokesperson. And to have this ditz go off on your appearance and act like a mean girl. I was like, you want to see a mean girl? I'll show you a mean girl. I haven't done it yet. I'm just biding my time. But I had to say that because that really bothered me. Because, you know, she sees, you know, you whether you want to or not, you see all that stuff. Anyway, Leavitt said that the because they were trying to hide the fact that they were getting all these millions of dollars by saying, oh, these are subscriptions going through the federal government. Did you guys subscribe? I didn't. Did you, Kane, did you subscribe? Yeah. What did you say? Say it out loud. What?
$10,000 per prescription or subscription.
Yeah.
That's 37 subscriptions is what that came out to.
Our partners that bring you the program, our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. Patriot Mobile not only wants to save you money, but they don't want to vote. They don't want to fund the things that you vote against when you go to the ballot box. And so Patriot Mobile, they want to save you money and bring you the best coverage that you can get from any service. So they have nationwide coverage. They operate on all three major networks. You're connected wherever you go. And when you switch, it's so easy. It's seamless switching with a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. You can keep your current number, your phone. You can get all new ones. It's up to you. Upgrade. It's your choice. It's never been easier. And right now, when you switch, you get a free month of service. A free month of service using promo code Dana. So visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Get that free month of service by using promo code Dana. It's easy to switch. Make sure you do it. Defend freedom with every call and text that you make. patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I've seen everything. A Florida man in a Dalmatian onesie outruns troopers, tasers, and canines. Damn. Get him to the Olympics. Pasco County. Florida man and literally in a Dalmatian onesie escaped Florida Highway Troopers. They caught up with him the next day, though. They tried to pull over reckless driver Dylan Devereaux just after midnight on January 27th. Vehicle took off high rate of speed. They dropped off a passenger, sped up again, crashed into a tree eventually. They chased him, put him to the ground. He was fighting the troopers in the road. Outran a canine. I don't even know how. Well, he was in a Dalmatian onesie. Guess what? Resisting with violence. Oh, and he had a ton of meth. There it is, right there. That's methed up, man. He had a ton of meth. Let's see. A Florida man kidnapped a woman who struck him on his bicycle. The 67-year-old Danny Phelps, he kidnapped, got charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, tons of other things, Lake City Police Department said. He was trying to cross the street. Apparently, he said this woman made contact with him. She was trying to move forward. She said he abruptly stopped in front of her and got himself hit. He held her hostage with a knife. So he sounds like a bicyclist. Totally. Stay with us. Third hour on the way. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen.
No artificial sweeteners, just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out. Head to getnativepath.com/Dana.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, damn it, shut down the Senate! We are at war! There is an economic coup happening right here in the Treasury! And right there in Trump's White House! But there's a revolution happening right here on these streets!
And right now, all across America, people are knocked down, but they are getting up, and they are going to fight the dictator of Donald Trump and his henchmen, Elon Musk.
We will see you in the courts, in Congress, in the streets. Elon Musk is a Nazi nutball baby.
Oh, and you're a racist bald man. Shut up. I'm so tired of this. And it's, I'm not, where's the lie? Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. I'm just, you know, we're just talking truths, right? That's it. Yeah. Top of this third hour. These people are nuts. Golly, they're nuts. I mean, it's a joke. They are mad because they don't get unfettered access to our taxpayer dollars anymore to waste on all this nonsense. And that apparently makes one a Nazi. That's not how that works, but it's embarrassing. That party is jacked. The Democrat Party is dead. There is no there. Where else do they go? Where else do they go from here? Think about it. Compare the Democrat Party of today with the Democrat Party in the 90s. Shockingly different. They are now the cringe freaks. They're the ones that it's just, oh, they're so weird and obnoxious. It is just trying on the nerves and it's just cringe. That's who I talked about this with Jesse Waters last night. They are not able to uncrazy themselves. They can't. I don't know, how much further left can you go? What are they going to do next? Like literally nominate the devil? Like as a candidate for the next time they have a presidential primary, like where else do they go? Where do they go from here? Baby sacrifice? Like where? Well, they already do that. Where else did they go? You got a thought, King?
I'm just saying, don't challenge them on that because I think they'll find a way to go lower.
Well, I mean, creatively, at some point, your options get slim, you know? Dana Lash here with you, top of this third hour. I don't know where these people go. I mean, after this, they were all up there. They all were saying the same thing. Elon Musk is a Nazi. He's a Nazi. He's a Nazi. We don't like him. Why don't you like him? Because we don't like what he does. What does he do? He doesn't let us take your money. We want to cut off the kids' genitals. Turn them into Frankengenders. That's what we want to do. They're clowns. It's embarrassing. I don't know anybody. I have friends who are Democrats. Well, friends, associates who are Democrats. They don't even want to actually be affiliated with them anymore. Now they've taken to saying, oh, well, we're independent. They're like, oh my gosh, we're not like those people. The Democrats are tainting themselves. I don't know. I mean, the implication is that what is it? Who was it? Was it the bald one? Which one was saying that it was an economic coup? Oh, LaMonica. Le Caron was saying that it was an economic coup. Two words I'm positive she cannot define. And a phrase I'm equally positive she can't define. Out there saying it's an how is it an economic coup? They are livid that you, the taxpayer, voted to take your money back. That to them is a coup. That tells you everything you need to know about these people. I want to switch it up real quick before my head explodes. Have you guys heard about the, I know you guys don't watch the Oscars, but I do love watching Hollywood turn on itself. I could watch the left fight with the left all day. It's one of my favorite. It's like watching a dog chew its leg. It's just, you know, not that I've ever seen that, but I can imagine. So the Oscars, they're in a bit of a pickle, as it were, Kane. Have you heard? I don't know why I have to use that accent, but it makes it better. So there's a Spanish language film I haven't watched called Emilia Perez. And the actor who stars in it is a dude, Carla Sofia Gascon. It's ma'am. And Gascon, the movie has gotten 13 nominations. And this guy got nominated for an Oscar. Oh, he did. He did. Mr. Carla got nominated for an Oscar. Oh, but there's a catch. Mr. Carla got nominated for Best Actress Oscar.
She sounds hideous.
Well, she's a guy, so.
Yeah. Best Actress Oscar. Yeah. And that was after the 2020 change in policy when the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, they wanted inclusion and all this stuff. And you have to have Academy inclusion standards and, you know, things like that. So Emilia Perez has, you know, 13 nominations. And one of those is a dude who's up for Best Actress. And GLAAD was not happy. They said that it is a step backwards for trans representation. They're mad because they said that the representations in Emilia Perez, I'm reading their statement, are considered tropes in the portrayal of the trans community. But if you're trans, you're already playing to a trope. You're a living trope. I mean, if you want to do what you want to do on your own time, that's fine. But don't gaslight me. You're a trope. You are patterning your identity after stereotypical characteristics. And in most cases, they are greatly exaggerated to a caricature effect. That's a trope. You embody trope in order to be trans. And so GLAAD was saying that they were upset with it. The alphabet, so one of the memes that's going around, was it The Simpsons? I can't remember if it was The Simpsons. So they have, there's this GIF where everybody puts their hands in a circle, you know, and then somebody has a peg in the center and somebody else's hand scoots the stick away. So it's all, that's the LGB hands, and then the T comes in there and all the LGBs brush the T away. There's a reason for that because they're livid. So the Academy is like patting itself on the back for this. And now you got a dude who is up for Best Actress. I kind of hope he wins just because they all deserve it. I hope the women deserve to be robbed for even going along with this. So that's fine. Now here's the other thing. And Kane noted this. That Mr. Carla milkshake ducked himself, didn't he? Because Mr. Carla, I'm pulling this up, got really mad at the people in the gay and trans community that were criticizing his either performance in the film or his nomination for Best Actress. And the man known as Mr. Carla went off, and I can't even read the statement. It was basically, go do something unflattering to yourself, you unflattering unflatterer. That's to the extent of it. And apparently they got mad because he used slurs can if you're trans, can you get in trouble for using a trans slur? Like, if you're trans, can you say tranny? If you're a mechanic, can you say tranny? You know, talking about, just saying. So this, I want to see this just, I hope this explodes. I would watch the Oscars for that. Just to watch them all fight over that little gold statue, the golden calf, as it were. I'd watch the Oscars for that. Would you? Just to watch them melt down over a clearly a dude. That dude looks like that chick on TikTok who runs down Republican women's appearances. Looks just like her. Face frozen, baboon ass lips. I mean, it just, boom, right there. Anyway, you all right? I hate everything. So, just saying, I want to see them completely devolve into a slap fight at that. Now, USAID, you guys remember Jamie Raskin, right? Here's some more USAID stuff. He represents the second largest USAID contractor. He took in, just in 2021 alone, over $161 million in USAID awards. What? Yeah. Yeah. He took in that much. Wow. He's not the only one. Who's the other guy I was telling you about? What was it? There was a another, who's the Goldman, the New York congressman, who apparently... his family, Levi Strauss, they run that business. They got millions in USAID money. So we're like going beyond New York Times, Associated Press, as you know, Politico, Associated Press, Reuters, all bringing in millions upon millions upon millions annually from USAID. You also have this. Oh, Reuters. This is the interesting thing. So Reuters got over about 10 million. For, quote, active social engineering defense, large-scale social deception. That's literally written in the description. Propaganda? I mean, that's one way to say it. That's I mean, that's how I would define it that way. That's wild. Wild. That's just one. It goes on and on and on. The New York Times, over the past 5 years, got tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars. They got under 5 million in August of 2024 from USAID. And that was pushed through HHS. They had a couple of others. I think they got 20 million here. I mean, there's... People are going to be going through this forever. Because think how long... I mean, this has been around since the 60s. Think how long this has been happening. How much... I mean, you know, it's... how much do you think total has been siphoned away from taxpayers? Would you say a trillion?
Oh, yeah.
Over the span of USAID's lifetime, its lifespan?
Well, with their budget, wasn't it like... somewhere around 600 billy?
Yeah, it was $500 million.
So
it was like 490 something.
It would
billion.
Only take a couple years, I guess, for a trilly to be rolling through the books.
We have more on the way. And all of the latest. Ooh, we're also going to talk about what they've been doing in Texas. Because, you know, I've been super mad at Florida rhinos and Texas rhinos. Florida rhinos, they're trying to kneecap the governor and lame duck him because they want amnesty. And they're trying to play to MAGA and act like they're all MAGA. But when you look at their record, higher taxes, they hate your gun rights. All of these people have voted for like tons of gun control. I've had the receipts up on Substack. They have enriched themselves through contracts and all this stuff. They've taken millions from Trulieve, the foreign Canadian pot company that's trying to purchase a monopoly and drive out all competition. And Trulieve is trying to do that in Texas too. You know that, Kane? Trulieve is already starting trying to lay the groundwork to do the same thing in Texas. Now you see why I've been talking about this so much. So in Texas, instead of leading with property tax relief and all of this, what did they do with Beyonce? They made it to where like they gave her a day or some stupid, I don't know what they did. Yeah. They didn't talk about gun rights. They didn't talk about property tax relief. They didn't do any of that. We're going to talk to a Texas lawmaker here coming up.
All Family Pharmacy puts your health in your hands with customizable orders and emergency kits tailored to your needs. No doctor required. Get the prescriptions that you need for convenient, hassle-free healthcare on your terms. So when I was sick and in urgent need over Thanksgiving, All Family Pharmacy stepped in like a lifeline and they overnighted exactly what I needed to get back on my feet. And their fast, reliable service turned a super stressful situation, because I was hosting for Thanksgiving, they turned it totally around. They specialize in medications like ivermectin and mebendazole. I don't even know what that is, but they have it. And it's designed to meet a wide range of health needs. And they also provide a range of treatments, including hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and over 200 essential medications. Be prepared with bulk orders of essential medications for any emergency. So don't wait until you're sick. It's fast. It's affordable. No insurance is required. Skip the lines. Order online with All Family Pharmacy. It's fast, reliable medication made in the USA, not China, with overnight options when you're in a pinch. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Only way to get 10% off using promo code Dana10. So don't wait for Big Pharma's next excuse. Protect yourself and your family today. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Code Dana10 gets you 10% off.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Let's see here. All right, first up, this intoxicated patron who was outside of an adult gentleman's place, really, gentleman, bit a police officer's thumb, got super in trouble. He doesn't look sad about it. It's from Pennsylvania. Intoxicated man charged with felony assault. He like bit the whole thumb off. How do you bite? What kind of jaws and teeth do you have that you can just chomp like that? That's actually kind of terrifying. Think about it.
Did it happen when he got tased?
No.
That would make sense.
They were trying to get him in a cruiser. He placed his head through the sliding plexiglass partition and began shouting. And then he bit the officer's thumb, leaned all his body weight into the back rear seat, causing more pain. They had to taser him a ton, apparently, to get him to release. And then he had to go to the hospital and, like, get part of it readjusted. That's, like, terrifying. Let's see. The ultimate selfie has claimed 480 lives. I don't know why people do it. Let him do it. It's like self-cleaning ovens. I'm not kidding. The small Japanese city of Otaru, they're hiring security guards to manage tourists because tourists are like falling off bridges and being stupid. But there's also the Grand Canyon. Apparently, that's the world's deadliest selfie spot. People literally fall off the rocks into the canyon all the damn time. I did not know it was so prevalent. They said that apparently between 2008 and 2021 alone, almost 400 people in selfie accidents have fallen like to their deaths. Really. It's coming up. The rhinos in Austin, Texas. They're going for the rhino crown from Florida lawmakers. We're going to talk to one lawmaker next to discuss. What does living better mean to you? Is it more money, a bigger house? Now think about this. What about how you feel physically every day? Life is so much better when you feel good. When you wake up feeling great, you can do more of the things that you love and you're ready to take on the day. If pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. And it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it, and it's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel better every day, and you'll live better every day. Trying Relief Factor is easy. Get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Today is not a good day for people who are all about, you know, fiscal responsibility in government. We're finding out a lot of bad things, and this is sort of, you know, the cap on a couple of weeks of looking at what was happening with rhinos in Austin, Texas, and rhinos in Tallahassee, Florida. And the reason I'm focusing on those two states is because, well, Florida was my backup state if Texas fell. And Texas, all my friends in Florida, my family in Florida, Texas was their backup state if Florida fell. The two biggest red states in the nation, Republicans will never win the White House if we lose them. And we have this traitorous rhino cabal where they're pushing amnesty, they're pushing, you know, Democrat empowerment. Why? Rhinos. I don't know. They want popularity. All of that betraying voters. They're trying to wreck the states that are providing the blueprint to all of the other states in the nation. One of the loudest voices on this is Brian Harrison, who has really been sounding the alarm. He is a Texas representative. He represents the 10th District, and he joins us now via Skype. And Representative, it's good to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Dana.
I saw this last night, and I was so mad. And I just want to, for all of our viewing audience, you know, Representative Harrison is a stalwart conservative, like an actual conservative. He noted, after how many weeks of doing nothing,
three.
Yeah. Lawmakers in Austin, you know, we were all waiting for lower property taxes to kind of see what lawmakers were going to do on that. They didn't focus on that. They decided right before they gave themselves some vacation time to, checks notes, pass a House resolution to honor Beyonce. What happened?
It is absolutely as crazy and as unbelievable as you described it. Look, I'm a native Texan. I love this state, and we have a reputation, as does Florida, by the way, for leading in freedom and liberty and limited government and fiscal responsibility and individual liberty. But I have to be honest, in large part because of the, you use the term treasonous, I think, behavior of many elected so-called Republicans who collude with Democrats to put Democrats in charge of the Texas House. The state of Texas, sadly, has been just coasting on that reputation for far too long. And so we've got a situation where Texans are being taxed out of their homes with confiscatory levels of property taxes. We don't have school choice. One of the very few Republican states that has still insists on keeping poor kids trapped in failing schools. We did nothing on election integrity in the last multiple years. We've got medical freedom issues, and we still haven't banned COVID vaccine mandates for students, for example. There are big issues that my voters, 30 million Texans, are counting on their government to do, the government that's supposed to be there to protect their liberty. But what's happened in the state of Texas, we had 30 Republicans less than a month ago team up with 50 Democrats to elect our speaker. So even though we have a 25-seat majority in the Republican-dominated Republican state of Texas, Democrats control the Texas House of Representatives. And so in exchange for the Democrat support, what the rhino sellouts have done is basically given Democrats almost complete control of every committee in the Texas House and cut deals with them to run out the clock to make sure that real, necessary, needed, vital, conservative Republican priority legislation never sees the light of day. And that's what we saw last night. I was the only member of the Texas House. I stood up and yelled an objection to try and stop this once I realized that they had suspended all of the House rules that are supposed to govern our body. They made a motion to suspend all the rules so that we could take up and consider property tax relief. No. So we could honor Beyonce. That's what the Texas House has done. And so now I tweeted out again this morning, it is officially the case that the Texas House of Representatives for the entire session has spent more time on birthday speeches, resolutions for intramural house football games, and honoring Beyonce than we have done on border security, property taxes, or school choice. You either have to laugh or cry. I am going to continue exposing this and trying to bring an unprecedented level of transparency to the American people, because best I can tell, Dana, transparency is like kryptonite down here in the Austin Swamp.
Oh, it is. We're talking with Texas Representative Brian Harrison, who I'm almost speechless, which is rare for someone who loves to talk. Do they hate Texas voters? Like, what? I don't understand it. What? They have a supermajority, and they're empowering Democrats. They're giving them leadership positions. They're capitulating on all of the major issues. Why? Are they secret Democrats?
No, I say this as somebody who, the years right before I got elected to the Texas House in 2021, I had spent years in Washington, D.C., battling that swamp with President Trump. I was President Trump's chief of staff at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And it was the coalition that fought us tooth and nail on everything was the Democrat Party, their mouthpieces in the mainstream media, and perhaps worse, weak liberal establishment rhino Republicans. And to my shock, when I got elected in Texas, I found out that that exact same coalition governs the Texas House, but they don't even try to make a secret about it. Literally 30 Republicans explicitly teamed up with 50 Democrats to take over the Texas House. Imagine if Kevin McCarthy had cut a deal with Hakeem Jeffries to get 10 votes to save his speakership. Imagine if AOC and Nancy Pelosi were made chairman of Ways and Means or Energy and Commerce. That literally has been the case in the Texas House for many years, and it continues. The Democrat control of our chamber continues to this day. So we have an absolute explosion of government, basic Republican priorities like border security, election integrity, school choice. Die. They never even see the light of day at last session. And I'll make it one further. The most powerful person in our chamber is the House parliamentarian. Well, who's that guy? He's a Barack Obama White House lawyer. So a Barack Obama White House lawyer is the most powerful staffer in the Republican-dominated Texas House, which is actually controlled by a coalition of 50 Democrats and 30 so-called Republicans. And I agree with your question. It was a long way to answer your question, Dana. It is an absolute betrayal and a stabbing in the back of the voters of Texas who voted for Republican leadership, who deserve bold Republican leadership. And it's basically, it's effectively undoing an election by giving the Democrats, the Kamala Harris caucus.
Yeah.
Okay. Trump won Texas, but thanks to the fake Republicans in the Texas House, some of Kamala's biggest supporters are controlling the Texas House of Representatives. It's insane.
This is, I mean, I'm watching a lot of these policies from President Trump that he's expecting as he's litigating and fighting Democrats. We've talked a little bit about that the previous hours, just the pushback that he's getting federally. So he's really having to rely on these Republican strongholds in these red states in order to establish precedent and affect his policy. And this is getting threatened because of these treasonous rhinos, not just in Tallahassee, but in Austin as well. How is that going to work for his deportation operation? I mean, where do these weak rhinos stand on that?
Oh, I'll tell you, it's so bad. They gave Democrats, they created a new position this session called vice chairman for these positions and gave them, I would argue, more power than the chairman. So what I think they're going to do, so the vice chairs, who Republicans are banned, this is a new thing. People don't even know this. You might be the first national outlet to hear about this or cover it. Republicans are now banned under the House rules that I call the Democrat Empowerment Act of 2025. Republicans are banned from being vice chairs of any committee. So all vice chairs of every committee in the Texas House must be chaired by a Democrat. And these new Democrat vice chairs are being given complete power to control the entirety of the hearing schedule. So what they're going to do, as President Trump is working 20 plus hour days to deliver bold conservative victories for the American people, as he promised, the state of Texas, the so-called Republicans, have handed the power to the Democrats to control the floor, to control our hearings. And I think everything Trump is going to do in D.C., now the Texas House Capitol TV channel is basically going to be the Texas DNC channel to counter-program everything Trump does. And I've fought the swamp in D.C., like I mentioned, but Dana, I got to tell you and your viewers and listeners, I have never in my life witnessed anything as swampy as so-called Republicans running in primaries, running in general, saying, vote for me. I will stand up to the radical left who want to indoctrinate the next generation. Vote for me. I will fight the Marxist Democrats who want to bankrupt our country and destroy your liberty. And then the second they get elected in office, and this happened 3 weeks ago, they go to the floor of their chamber and they collude with Democrats to put them in charge and put the liberty and the prosperity of my kids, your kids and grandkids at risk. Because I believe as goes Texas, so goes the nation, and that the Democrats have no bigger crown jewel in what they're trying to seek than the state of Texas. And so they're making a lot more headway down here than anybody knows about. And I'm making it my mission in life to expose the corruption and bring not just to Texas, to all 30 million Texans, but I think people across America need to know that the brightest red state, I think we are the line in the sand for the future of our country, the state of Texas.
And Democrats
have control of half of our legislature.
We're talking with Texas Representative Brian Harrison on this. And, you know, one of the things I always talked about and would warn red states about is what happened in Colorado, the blueprint. And this was, you know, maybe like 10, 12 years ago, where after 63 years of solid red Republican administration, two election cycles, they flipped their whole state legislature, supermajority blue. And then, well, now we see what's happening with Colorado. They were warning about this happening in Texas. And I know that some Texas, not all, but some Texas conservatives, they're like, oh, well, you know, that's never going to happen here. And they also thought that it was something that would happen federally first. I think everybody got distracted with, you know, the Beto O'Rourke and the, you know, the Wendy Davis and all of that. But it's not really federally. While they're using these people as avatars, you know, to seed voters and register voters, really the work is that the state level with all these state lawmakers. And so they're already taking over the state of Texas. Why would anybody vote Republican when they see them legislating like Democrats?
I ask this question all the time. What's the point of voting for Texas Republicans if they're just going to turn around and put the Democrats in charge after the Democrats have been beaten at the ballot box? And I can't highlight your point about California enough. People say Texas could never be California. I would argue in many ways we're already there. We actually have more occupational licensing regulations in Texas than California does. And it wasn't that long ago, Dana, that California voted 4 times for President Ronald Reagan. And then to your final point about federally, we're in a situation now under President Trump where D.C. is making more bold conservative progress than the bright red state of Texas. Texas should be not just as bold as Trump is being in D.C. We control all the levers of power down here, Republicans, supposedly.
Supposedly.
We should be more bold than D.C. We should be leading the nation here in Texas, and we're not. We're failing.
That's a great point. You should be more bold. So is it like special interests? Is it just secret Democrats running as Republicans? I mean, so what can voters target as a way to destabilize this rotten apple cart?
Yeah, so it's a great question how this happens. I think there's a lot of parts of the state where you just have to be a Republican to get elected. So I think there are a lot of people that would be Democrats tomorrow, but they have to be Republicans to get elected. But then I think what we have, too, there is a large percentage of elected Republicans in Texas that somewhere, maybe they started out with good intentions, but they every politician, everybody who gets elected office or holds power, they have to make a choice. There's only two options. You can't avoid the choice. You have to make it. You can choose number one, be popular in the swamp. Or number two, you can fight for the liberty and the freedoms of the next generation. There is no middle ground between those two choices. And too many Republicans down here that have decided they're going to become the party, they're going to become the politicians of the acquisition of power as an ends in and of itself, as opposed to acquiring power so that we can do what our founding fathers knew we needed to do. And many of them that came before us laid down their lives and paid the ultimate price so that our kids can enjoy the blessings of liberty. They have said, we're going to take the power. We're going to enrich ourselves. We're going to make ourselves popular in the press. And the cost of that will be the liberty of the next generation. And it's too bad. We need people to be more informed, to call their elected representatives, and to demand bold actions on the issues that matter to them. That's what we have to have, is more people get informed. And as we see more people get informed, we are slowly making some progress. But I think if 30 million Texans understood the complete level of corruption and the betrayal of their rhino so-called Republican elected officials, I think there'd be riots in the streets, Dana, because this is not what 30 million Texans voted for. Texas is a Republican state. They deserve Republican leadership. But Democrats and so-called Republicans have taken over and co-opted the government down here in the Texas House.
Well, this is something that we're going to be watching. And I would love to have you back to continue to follow up on this, especially as, you know, we're watching. I mean, we're just watching a lot of these federal policies that, you know, President Trump has promised now be endangered by these backstabbing traitors, these rhinos and all of like I'm watching companies like Trulieve. They're buying Republicans, right? Rhinos, traitorous rhinos pushing amnesty in Florida. And I'm watching them now trying to get their tentacles in Austin and they want to buy the same kind of monopoly in Texas. And of course, they're anti-deportation. They're all for amnesty and watching some of these lawmakers give some very interesting statements. So I would love to have you back like regularly because you do such a great job at blowing the whistle on all of this. And people need to understand you can't have the White House and lose Texas. You can't. And Florida was just a swing state until very recently. If Texas goes that way, it's done.
And look what happened. Florida got more red, not by capitulating and not by compromising with the Marxist left, but by Governor DeSantis standing up and governing as a bold conservative, which is what I'm trying to do here in the state of Texas. But too many Republicans made the wrong choice. They chose comfort and power and popularity in the swamp, and they're paying the price with my kids' liberty and prosperity, and we cannot allow that to happen. So happy to come on as often as you want, Dana, and I really appreciate you helping shine a spotlight on the just rank corruption.
Happy
that,
to
that
help.
Is just metastasized all through the Texas.
Happy to do my civic duty and appreciate everything that you're doing, fighting for us down in Austin. Representative Brian Harrison, God bless you. Appreciate
great
your fight. And we'll be talking with you again real soon. Thank you, sir.
Great. God bless you. God bless Texas.
We have more to come, folks, as we wrap up this third hour. And you can go follow Representative Harrison, too. I need to make sure I am, because sometimes I follow people and then it unfollows sometimes. So I got to tell you, ReadyWise makes just the best survival food that's out there, because I've had others and they're garbage. And they don't keep well. ReadyWise does, though. So I'm going to tell you three things I like about ReadyWise. First and foremost, it's U.S. agriculture. So these are U.S. ingredients. It's packed in a U.S. plant by U.S. workers and sent to your doorstep, so you can trust your ingredients, which I think is important, especially if things are going sideways and you're worried about sustaining yourself and your family. You kind of want to be able to trust your food source. You know what I'm saying? You also want to trust the chain of command for that food source. So I like that. I like that it's nutritious. They employ a team of in-house culinary experts, nutritionists, and all these like actual people who do this for a living, because they craft all of the packages, all of the bundles that ReadyWise offers. They're all crafted by these in-house culinary experts, because what's the purpose of survival food, right? To survive. They're making sure that your food is meeting all of your caloric needs, your healthy carbs, and also your protein. You can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner options. They have whey milk. They have all kinds of stuff. So I love that as well. I also like that they have an array of product choices to meet every budget imaginable. They have their 1 month supply, their 2 bucket bundle, their 3 month supply, all of it, 25 year shelf life. And this is great, not just for survival, but you know, like for camping as well. My grandfather used to take my grandma's sun tea and Spam to go camping. And I would like to think, or when he would go deer hunting, any hunting, I'd like to think that he would have taken ReadyWise if it had been out when he was alive. I think he would have enjoyed it a lot more. Visit ReadyWise.com. Use promo code Dana20 at checkout and get 20% off your whole purchase. That's ReadyWise.com. Promo code Dana20 for that 20% off.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious. On YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Already, AG Pambondi is putting a freeze on all federal aid to sanctuary states. Good. Because if you don't follow the law, why should you get any money? Seethe. Cry harder. And gosh. Like she did. I bet she didn't even get like her office decorated. She didn't even get her office decorated yet. And she's already like, yeah, All right. I know we got to move. I'm sorry. Do I got to go? Do I have enough time today in stupidity? I don't. I'm sorry. I totally stole Kane's time. I'll make it up to you tomorrow. I'll give you a full minute. How about that? Folks, make sure to follow us on Substack, Facebook, YouTube, like, and subscribe. I'll be back behind the mic with you tomorrow.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.